Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, President Joe Biden made a vow to combat GOP efforts to restrict voting rights while attending an event marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre. He said he would tap Vice President Harris for the task and unveiled policies to try to shrink the wealth gap between black and white Americans, again, remembering one of the worst racial attacks in our country's history in Tulsa.
David, he is giving his vice president some very tough assignments. I mean, clear up the border and the mess down there in terms of everybody who wants to come in and who can't come in and who can go in. That's a tough one. And on top of that, he tells her that she's now going to be responsible for making sure that every American gets a vote. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch what she does and how she does it, because after all, she's presumed to be the heir apparent when Biden goes. And it may well be that Biden serves one term and then she's brought in to serve the second. And if she doesn't have a record behind her of achievement, it could engender some kind of primary fight or somebody else wanting that job. Certainly, it's the top job in the United States. And certainly, there will be others who want it. Nevertheless, these are very tough issues. And it is clear that the Republicans are doing everything in their power to load the game. The very thing that the past president said the Democrats were doing to him, he's doing, and he's doing it as if there's no tomorrow. You take a look at what happened in Texas, you look at these other states, they are trying to deprive people of their voting rights. And this comes right down to Jim Crow and the way that it all happened. So, David, democracy is in danger. We are already hearing that the past president is going to be speaking all around the place and he's going to be running again. And, of course, I don't get it because he's at a 30-something percent level in terms of popular approval. And, of course, there's going to be an attempt to change the electoral votes in the various states. The certifiers, the secretaries of state are being ridden out of their jobs. Put another way, it's all very scary.
And now, apparently, according to Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, Trump is telling people he'll be reinstated as president by August because of these recounts.
Yeah, you know, that's what Stalin did. That's what Lenin did. That's what others have done when they seize control. And that's what he's talking about. He and his people are saying he'll be reinstated as president. That's a coup. And when that happens, this country is either done or very close to being done. So, David, one can only hope that this political group that runs this country comes to their senses and understands that what we are talking about here is the continuance or the end of democracy as we know it in this country.
Does the moves by the GOP and former President Trump, largely voting restrictions, are a racial move? Does that energize black and brown people when we get to the midterms?
Well, you know, it's a point I made yesterday on the roundtable, and I will continue to make it. There's an assumption that as you take people's voting rights away, as you put barriers up, it just may redouble the way in which the people who have been taking charge of their political lives decide to move forward. I think there is a chance of that. I think what happens is people understand that their rights are being threatened and they will do what they have to. If they have to rent buses and call out everybody and the churches and every other place and say we are going to go and we are going to vote and we're going to make ourselves count, it could end up biting the people who are trying to take their rights away right in the behind.
We know the climate is biting us in the behind, and now President Biden has suspended drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The decision effectively blocks oil and gas drilling, says the New York Times, in one of the largest tracts of undeveloped wilderness in the U.S. Democrats and Republicans have long fought over drilling in the region, and issuing the leases was a signature achievement of the Trump White House. This, of course, will not stop other countries like Russia from trying to develop in the Arctic.
Well, they can. Look, there is a climate crisis in this world. We know basically if we continue on the way we're doing, we are doomed. You know, the negative president, Trump, comes along and he says, I don't care about that. I think the fact that a couple of corporations can make a couple other dimes is well worth doing, and I will despoil our wilderness. I think the issue here is not whether people really want to make sure that all the animals and fish and everything in the world are protected. I think, though, that what they do understand is that they, their children, their grandchildren, and their children will be subjected to a world which is basically going awry and will kill itself. And I think that's what this is all about.
There are cyber attack. Alan, this time meat producer JBS. They expect most of their plants to be working by today. A ransomware attack on the world's largest meat processing company disrupted production around the world just weeks after a similar incident shut down the U.S. oil pipeline. We're going to see this continue, I imagine, over and over again.
Well, if it is, as the media is widely reporting, the Russians that are behind this, it's not that the United States doesn't have resources. And, you know, if somebody punches you in the arm, you can punch them back. And I suspect that that's what's going to happen with our security agencies and everything else. First, we have to make sure that we know what we're talking about, that it's a subgroup within the Russians and that Putin knows about it. But if that is the case, the United States is not exactly a two-year-old. We have the resources to fight back, and I suspect, as we speak this morning, there are some folks in Washington and around there who are figuring out, okay, you did it, now we can do something to you.
Washington Post reporting on Dr. Anthony Fauci's pandemic emails. Quote, all is well despite some crazy people in the world. Did you see this, Alan?
I did. Look, people get death threats all the time. I get threats. They may not be specific, but there's an awful lot of craziness. You get 73 million people who voted for Donald Trump, and some of them are really nuts. And as a result of that, you see this acting out on the part of some really disgusting people. I'm a big Fauci fan, and I read all of the papers, very interested in what they were saying about Fauci, but I have no idea why this reflects badly on him. He was just telling the truth.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.